Welcome to Another News, I'm Jeff Brady. In recent shows, we've talked about increasing public awareness of gang stalking, especially after the New York Times feature story, though that journalist or editor shaped the story to portray basically all gang stalking victims as mentally ill. The topic must have generated a lot of interest for it to show up on the pages of this major city newspaper. Moreover, in context, it's important to keep in mind that worldwide, apartment buildings, hilltops, mountaintops, schools, water towers, steeples, and hospitals are now affixed with antennas, drums, and panels broadcasting microwave transmissions that affect our biological fields. The EMF, or electromagnetic frequencies, and ELF, extra low frequencies, effects include cancer, mood alteration, and sleep deprivation. In addition to this EMF infrastructure, psychotronic weapons, and voice-to-skull technology, there is a vast army of predatory and deranged psychics within the intelligence agencies in various countries and within Freemason cults, says Don Croft, who runs etheric warriors.com. The human brain and other biological functions operate within particular frequencies. If the frequencies in an environment are specifically changed to induce a certain behavior, you can imagine what might happen with this technology in the wrong hands. We're joined today by Laura Wisey, who is an energy worker living in Montana, and she does remote healings, chakra tune-ups, and cord and entity removals. It's a unique skill set that empowers her clients to fend off electronic harassment attacks and establish protection. She lives with her husband, Steve-O, another psychic, and is good friends with Don and Carol Croft. We talk with her about the patterns and sources of energy attacks she sees on a regular basis. Laura, welcome to Another News.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, there are many components to the human body in addition to the physical form that we can see. Would you please describe the various multidimensional forms of the body in the etheric realm?
Sure. My experience with dealing with people's energy is that we are multidimensional beings. And by that, I mean that I believe that we are supposed to exist in multi-dimensions, several dimensions at once. And I think the challenge is to live that way while you're still in a 3D body, but to have access to those other dimensions that will give you the ability to, you know, do things like boosting and telepathy and probably even teleportation, you know, if you're really good at what you're doing. I haven't gotten there yet, but, you know, it's good to have a goal. But I really, in working with people and doing multidimensional work, accessing higher dimensions, which totally happened by accident, that's what I've come to believe, that is our nature. Our nature is to be a fully aware, multidimensional being that radiates love. That's pretty much the basics.
Well, Laura, before we dive into describing the healing and etheric self-defense coaching work that you do, could you tell listeners how you began to learn about this realm, about Organite, and the subsequent experiences in meeting Don and Carol Croft?
Sure. I really got into a more awareness of something other than the physical reality when I met my husband, Steve, because he has been psychic his whole life, and he was trained as a psychic and is a very natural psychic. And when I met him, he would tell me stuff, and I was like a sponge just soaking up all this information. And when we got together as a couple, that just kind of continued. He never formally trained me, but he told me how to do stuff. And a lot of the stuff that's on my website comes directly from things I learned from him. And I always give him credit for that. He's a real good teacher. So that's kind of how I got into it. Then I started doing animal communication seminars because I thought, well, you know, I love animals. I want to do that. It was really interesting because I was able to connect with animals, but I wasn't able to make a business out of it. It was very hard for me to, as an empath, to feel their pain and deal with it. It's easier to deal with humans in pain for me because I know they have tools to deal with it. You know, they have ways they can cope. Animals are pretty much at the mercy of their owners. So It was really tough. I had some really interesting experiences, and I had a really good teacher, but I think that's not what I was meant to do. I think I was meant to work with humans and help with etheric effort. So what happened was Steve had been researching rife technology. Actually, he was researching something for an alternative to rife technology because he wanted something to use with his patients that was simple. And he found the zapper on the internet. And he sent down an email and kind of asked him some questions about it. And they conversed for a little bit, and then he found out about Organite, of course, by conversing with Don. And I started emailing Don, introducing myself, and reading about Organite. We both read The Adventures of Don and Carol from start to finish, mm-hmm. which was fascinating. And I turned to Steve one day, and I said, we're going to work with these people. I just know it. And we got the instructions to make Organite. We made our first batch, and it was like my brain turned on. It was like I woke up. And we had already been pretty spiritually aware, but it was all through the New Age movement. And there are, you know, various gurus, various meditations. And nothing affected me the way Organite did. And like I said, we just decided, okay, we're going to do this work. And we wanted to meet Don and Carol, and we wanted to help them. And we made our first Cloudbuster in our garage. And it's as we were making it, as the resin was curing, it started to rain, and it rained for 3 weeks straight. And we had been in a drought situation at that time, and we were having summer temperatures in April. So it was a real dramatic thing for us, where we just looked at each other and kind of went, wow, this really works, you know. And so we met Don and Carol. We went on a little gifting trip with them up to in the Bitterroot Mountains between here in Montana and there in Idaho. And, you know, just meeting both of them was fantastic, but especially Carol, because she's such a strong psychic. She and Steve are very evenly matched that way. And it was great to meet somebody who I could just talk to about stuff and have them go, yeah, that's really happening. You know, it was a lot of really good validation, and we got along really well with them. And we've been working with them ever since. That was in 2004 that we first met Don and Carol and started making and gifting Organite.
You meet with Don and Carol Croft, and then I think you mentioned to me that's when some strange things started to happen. Can you describe highlights?
Yeah, sure. The first thing that happened was before we even met Don and Carol, our computers started getting hacked. I mean, literally, all we had done was, you know, send a couple emails to Don. I remember sitting at my keyboard, and I was typing something in probably a text document. And all of a sudden, all these carriage returns started to show up in my page. And I took my hands off the keyboard, and the carriage returns continued. You know, it was just boom, 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 boom. The key wasn't stuck. You know, there was nothing going on with the keyboard that should have caused that to happen. It was like somebody was sending me a message saying, hey, I can get right into your computer and mess with you, you know. And this was probably after we had started gifting, but before we had met Don and Carol. And when we first started gifting, we live in a rural area of Montana. We're about half an hour from a large city. And we just immediately started by gifting all the towers in our area. So our first gifting experience was, you know, it was 10:30 at night. It was raining. We were scared. We just, you know, we ran out. We threw some tower busters around this tower and then ran home and, you know, cackling with glee. And it felt really good. That's the great thing about Organite. It makes you feel so empowered. I mean, empowered is kind of an overused word, but it makes you feel like you have some power. You can do something about all this energy that you feel, all this kind of evil stuff that you feel. And so we started gifting our local area. We got followed several times. I mean, it was real obvious that we were being followed. We were being followed one day by a Montana State Police car. Got followed by this blue truck all around. We gifted around local airport, and this truck followed us the whole way until we finally remembered to turn on our sucker punch. And then we went right past him, and he didn't see us. I mean, all the stuff that you read about in The Adventures of Don and Carol really happened, you know. In fact, I recommend anybody who's just getting into this it's a number one priority to read The Adventures of Don and Carol, because it will explain so much. Their experiences, what they went through, will explain a lot about what's going on and why and how, you know, how to fight it. So I wish everybody would read those, because it would save a lot of questions being asked. And it's really entertaining. You know, Don is a very good writer. And he started writing those adventures kind of in self-defense, because he wanted to put down a record of what was happening to them in case they were killed, you know. So, in fact, the first time we met Don and Carol, that was our first experience with the black helicopter. We were gifting in the mountains a site of old stone circles that Carol was trying to find and gift, because most of the time in the mountains, there's vortexes, there's natural energy vortexes. And what the Darksiders will do is they'll use those for their energy. They corrupt them. Sometimes they make them spin the wrong way, and then they draw on that energy. So what we do is we gift those with Organite to make them start spinning naturally again, so the energy coming out of them is good. Kind of like, it's like converting a cell tower with Organite. It stops the bad energy from coming out and being used, and it turns it into positive healing energy. So we're in the woods, we're camping up there, and Carol and Don and a friend of theirs, Ryan McGinty, all went up to gift these vortexes, and I stayed at the car because we had our two dogs with us, and they couldn't make it up through the steep hills. So I'm sitting there, and I'm by the river, and all of a sudden I hear a helicopter, and it was loud. It was like one of those giant Chinook helicopters, and it's circling around and around and around. And finally, and I get kind of worried because I had no idea. These guys had been gone for hours. I had no idea where they were. And finally they came back and they said, "Did you see the helicopter?" And I said, "Yeah, I was hiding in the bushes by the river, you know, because I didn't know what was going on." And Carol and Steve-O, my husband, both saw that there were assassins on that helicopter. And I think Ryan actually got a picture of it that he posted on one of the forums that Don used to have, but you know, those forums have been crashed so many times that the picture's probably lost. But he took a picture of the black helicopter. That was our first, you know, real, oh my God, this is real type of experience.
That blew me away. The idea that our psychic energy might be monitored. You know, there's the monitoring on that subtle level of human beings.
Oh, definitely. That Carol told me recently that when a psychic child is conceived, at conception, that being puts out a really bright light, and they can see that, and that's how they start profiling young children. They see that energy, and they, you know, they kind of put you on a list at that point before you're even born, and they start profiling you. That's why things happen. I mean, I've got a couple things from my childhood that I always had kind of a question, like, was that, you know, profiling? And I, first time I met Carol, she said, oh, yeah. Like, they used to break us up into groups in my school, my grade school. And it was pretty obvious that there was, you know, they were separating the children based on abilities. And that's what they do. I mean, people kind of, when I tell people about this, they're kind of incredulous that this can happen, you know, at that level in public schools when you're so young. And it's for that reason, because they can see that psychic energy. They can tell who is going to, you know, do some damage in the future, and they try and shut you down. And that's what they did to me. They shut me down when I was a kid, a couple of various ways. And I remember specifically when I was in fourth grade, I loved math. When I was in fifth grade, I couldn't do math anymore. And ever since, I'm not good at math. And what they were doing, I think, was shutting down my ability to be analytical and logical and to trust that part of myself. Because part of what we do in this movement is we're discerning. You know, you got to think rationally. You got to think logically. You got to go from point A to B and not just believe the information that's out there. You have to be really discerning. And I think that's probably part of what they were trying to shut down with me.
Thankfully, they didn't shut it down, and your abilities and skill set is unique in the sense that you're using it to heal and provide self-defense protection for your clients. If you would, can you give us an overview of this type of healing that you provide?
Sure. really what I'm doing is I'm helping people remember, kind of remember who they are, because we all have this ability. Every single human on the planet has these abilities. If you don't naturally have it, like Carol and Steve have both, they never shut down. You know, they've had that ability since they were children, since they can remember. If you get shut down the way I did, then you really have to work to get those abilities back. And so what I want to do is kind of give people a jump start. People that come to me are already aware. You know, they wouldn't come to me if they didn't already believe in this stuff or have some natural ability or be very curious and want to learn. So when they get to me, you know, a lot of times they're already really aware of energy. They're energy sensitive, or they're psychic, which is the same thing, basically. Energy sensitive and psychic, I consider the same skill. So I just basically try and get them to do the basics. And the basics are grounding, which is removing any energy that isn't yours from your space. So no one else's energy should be in your space, which is your body and the immediate surrounding area, you know, within a foot or two.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody, you know, people you love, nobody should be in your space. That's your space. And it's your responsibility to keep it clear, but most people don't know how to do that. And grounding is the universally accepted way to do that. And I think, the way that I ground and the way that I teach is one way to do it. I think there are probably other methods, but this is the way that I learned, and it's very simple. But you have to, you have to work at it. You have to, like, brushing your teeth every day. It's basic maintenance for your etheric body. And you do basic maintenance on your physical body, and you just have to do the same with your energy. Everybody has met somebody who can't control their energy. They're all over the place. You know, they just fling it out everywhere. And if you're energy sensitive, you can feel it. It kind of hits you like a wave. And you gotta deal with that, because we have to be out in the world dealing with other people. So grounding is the number one line of defense for dealing with other people's energy. You remove any energy from your body, your space, you send it into the earth. The earth will take care of it and send it back to the owner. And then you fill up with your own creative, whatever you consider your creator, God or whatever your belief system is. You fill up with that energy and you make that space yours. And the great thing about grounding is it's very simple, but it's a very good way to start defending yourself from attack, because if your space is strong, if you're not letting anybody in, that's your first line of defense against attack, is to not let anyone in your space. And I think people kind of, they forget how powerful that can be, and they don't want to do the basics sometimes. And I always have to keep reiterating, do the basics. How have you been grounding? Are you breathing? Are you filling up with your own energy? And that's a really good place to start. So I always start with my clients there.
How would people pick up other people's energy and have it stick around in their own energy field?
Well, it just kind of happens naturally if you don't have some kind of defense up. You know what I mean?
Okay.
If you walk past somebody, your aura is basically connecting with their aura. And that's one way that energy gets transferred. But there really is no time or space to energy. I work on people all around the world. I worked on somebody in Sweden the other day. And my energy gets to them, because that is my intention, is to have my energy be in their space with their permission. You can't really think of it like a physical thing. It's not, somebody reaching into your space and putting something there. It's this wave of energy coming at you. And if you don't have a defense up or a way to stop it, or if you're not aware that it's happening, that energy will just sit in your space until you get rid of it. Does that make sense?
It does. We've done a lot of shows on electronic harassment, gang stalking, and how to protect yourself against energy vampires and psychic vampires.
Uh-huh.
So the listeners are familiar with this.
Okay.
But I would ask, because you do this type of work, what types of attacks are your clients experiencing?
Lately, it's been a lot of electronic assault, I'd have to say. Over the years, I've been coaching people for, probably 10 years or so. And it used to be, I'd see a lot of implants, you know, I'd see a lot of energy cords. It kind of goes in different waves of things. And what it's been lately is electronic radionics, meaning really heavy-duty kind of stuff, you know, where people are pretty freaked out and really don't know how to deal with it. And it can be really challenging because someone who's getting assaulted that hard has a really hard time doing the grounding because they simply cannot get a handle on their own energy because they are so, they're being attacked so hard. So it can be really difficult. And in fact, I put on my website recently some etheric rescue tips because I get so many questions about this stuff now. And I put one specifically for electronic assault. And over the years, we have been assaulted that way quite a bit. In fact, my first experience with Carol Croft HP saving me was I was sitting at my dining room table having a chat. We were having a group chat with Carol and Don and several other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt something coming at me. And I heated up my back, you know, and I could just tell etherically that something was wrong, something was going on. And my cat, who was sitting next to me, started coughing, you know, kind of. And I realized immediately that I was being beamed with probably radiation. And then I felt the presence on my back deck. And I think Carol's, I didn't have any lingering effects from it, though, and I think Carol's HP was the reason why I didn't have any reaction. Because that's a pretty powerful tool. Her HP is pretty wonderful. Before we ever met them, they sent us HPs, and we had been getting a lot of what they call psychic peekers, astral peekers,
mm-hmm.
where you'll just kind of, you'll see a shadow out of the corner of your eye, and you'll turn your head, and there's nothing there, and then, you know, you'll see another shadow out of the other way, and they're literally just peeking in on your energy space. That happened a lot when we first got into doing Organite, and, you know, we were planning a meeting, Don and Carol, and as soon as I put her HP on, it all went away. It was great.
And Laura, you got to tell listeners what an HP is.
Oh, an HP is a harmonic protector, and it's a pendant that Carol makes, and it is Organite. It's a very beautiful pendant that has copper particles, copper shavings on the top, and she puts all kinds of special gemstones in there and a coil, and it's just a great device for not only helping with attacks, it also helps you grow spiritually. It helps you be more aware. I just can't say enough good things about it. And Carol was so generous. She sent us an HP before we even paid for it because she knew how, you know, by that time we were kind of conversing over email and she knew that we needed them. So the day those things came in the mail, I put mine on and I felt immediate relief. And because we had a lot of interest on us when we first started gifting. And we had a lot of these little peekers, and I'm sure your listeners have, some of them have had that experience of, you know, I feel like somebody's watching me, you know.
Does that eventually go away?
What I've experienced is it comes in waves. If I am doing a lot of work that is damaging to the New World Order, I get more, you know, I get more attention, I get more peekers. But lately, I would say in the last 6 months to a year, the attacks have really stepped up because Steve and I have been doing, and Carol and Don and some of our psychic friends have been doing some really advanced work. I mean, we're just hammering their energy. You know, their energy is satanic sites, sacrifice sites, rituals, corrupted vortexes. I mean, they're all over the planet, and we have just been hammering them. So we get a lot more attention, and a lot of it's been electronic. So one of the things that we have found really helpful with the assault is, which is on my website, I've got my electronic assault helper rescue tips. We use sound. We use the sound and the Slim Sperling environmental harmonizer, which we've probably had that thing for 20 years, and now we use it as kind of a helper. What we do is we take a sound file, like I have a recording of my emerald singing bowl that Carol gave me, and we play that through our little earbuds from our iPod, and we put the earbuds right next to the harmonizer. And if you play something through the harmonizer like that, it broadcasts it for about 15 miles radius.
That's great.
And he has different sizes of those. You can, you know, there's some that broadcast for 400 miles. But we found that when we broadcast through that, it really helps with the assault with the radionics. And I have several different sound files on my website that we use to play for harmonizer that help with the attacks. I mean, it's amazing how you'll feel the difference immediately.
Well, Laura, since this is radio, let's play one of those sound files.
The one that I wanted to tell people, the one that has been really effective lately is the square wave file.
Square wave.
It's a really annoying sound, but it just kind of cuts through the attack energy, and we immediately feel relief.
For a quick analysis of the sound, we're going to play the square wave right now. And let's hear the high tone C. Okay, there you go. Just a sample of the tones that are used for self-defense against electronic attacks, but specifically using the environmental harmonizer.
You can get that on slimsperling.com.
Say that one more time, Laura, please.
SlimSperling.com is where you can buy the harmonizer.
Excellent. Okay.
And Slim Sperling is actually deceased, but his wife is still selling his stuff. So it's expensive, but it's really high quality, and it's worth it for us because it helps us so much with this terrible attacks we go through.
You talked about electronic attacks. What other types of attacks are your clients experiencing?
The most common attack I see is on the third chakra. And the reason that the third chakra gets attacked is that it drains your energy, so you can't do anything, and you don't want to do anything. It drains your willpower, so it drains your will to defend yourself, your will to do anything, you know. And it puts you in fear. And the other most common attack is on the sixth chakra, your third eye, because if they attack that chakra, you don't have any vision. You can't imagine things. You can't, you know, if they can find a way to suppress your imagination, that's really good for them, because our imagination is our second most powerful tool that we have. Our first most powerful tool is our heart chakra, because what I believe is that there is nothing in the universe that is stronger than love. And you have to really embrace that concept if you're going to do this work, because you're going to have to defend yourself. And the way you're going to defend yourself is with love. You don't do it with hate. You don't do it with anger. You only do it with love. And they just have no defense against it. We are amazed time and again in the chat how we'll be getting attacked. We'll work on a target. And they just get totally flummoxed when you hit them with love. You know, they don't know what to do. It's kind of hilarious. It's funny because I don't find people's heart chakras get attacked a lot. Most people who come to me have a really huge heart chakra because they are already, you know, investigating this stuff. They already have the knowledge that the heart is important.
How does one know if their third chakra is attacked? What would that feel like, and could you detect it? What does it look like?
Generally, people will be really, really tired, and they'll be having a lot of fear, or they'll be angry all the time. You know, that's a really good way to tell. If you're unreasonably angry, you know, there's no reason for you to be angry, and you just feel like, oh, I feel so angry. That usually means you're being attacked, or that you just don't have control of your chakra. But I generally assume that anybody who has contacted me or is contacted Don or gifting is being attacked. I mean, I have people who simply email me and they get attacked for it. So, and I know that happens to Don and Carol a lot too. My first experience where I perceived the third chakra attack was very interesting, because we went out to do some gifting and we were being followed. And I looked back at this big black car, and I went into fear. And I did not know at that time how to not do that. You know, I was pretty new to everything, and I felt it in my solar plexus as a, you know, when your stomach kind of clenches and you get that nauseous feeling. And we got home, and I felt terrible. I just felt like I was going downhill. And I said to Steve, "What's going on?" And he said, "Oh, you know, your third chakra's being attacked." And I said, "Oh, it must be because I looked at that car and I went into fear." You know, I pretty much knew immediately. And he fixed me at that point because I really didn't know very much about how to fix myself. And it felt great. And it happened immediately. That's how you can kind of tell when it's an attack, is like, one minute you're doing great, the next minute you feel like you feel terrible, you get it fixed, and you feel great again. It's pretty obvious when you can do that kind of work on yourself and fix something, and then you realize, oh, that wasn't coming from me at all. That was coming from somebody else.
Can you get attacked on the third chakra from the back?
Oh, sure, yeah. You can get attacked from the front or the back. And also what happens, too, is when your chakras get attacked, they come in through your aura, so your aura gets attacked also. And if you repair your chakra, you also have to repair the aura, because they'll just basically punch a hole in your aura and get to you that way. If you are kind of a fearful person and you don't have control of your energy, you go into fear a lot when you hear something, you know, you read something on the internet that's kind of scary, or if you don't control that, then it's a lot easier for you to be attacked, because that fear kind of creates a little, you know, a little chink in your armor that they can get to. And so if you're doing this kind of work, if you're doing etheric work, if you're doing gifting, you really got to put up some armor. You got to learn. That's why you want to teach people the basics, is if they're going to do this work, they have to protect themselves, number one. And they can't be going into fear, because that's, the fear will get you every time. Anger is the same way. If you are in anger, you're not in control of your energy, you're in your third chakra, and they can get to you with that vibe, you know. And it's really difficult. It is really difficult in our world to stay out of fear, because we are bombarded with fear and negativity constantly. And you just have to find ways to get that vibe out of your life, you know.
That's why I like Jeff's posts on Etheric Warriors.
Oh, I love his thread. I think it's so great. Because you can read that. That would be like my second required reading for people. Number one would be The Adventures of Donna Carroll, and number two would be Positive Changes That Are Occurring. Because he just breaks down all these memes, all these fear things, and he just says, "Hey, here's what's really happening," you know. So it's great.
Yes, Jeff's posts seem to be a really good antidote for the fear-mongering that we see and hear almost every day now.
Absolutely.
And I wondered about these really tragic shooting events that are occurring not only in this country, but in other countries across the world. Since this technology can be used to manipulate frequency, and we, you know, the human brain and body functions on specific frequencies in our environment. And when those are altered or induced to create a specific behavior, I wonder about that. I wonder if people are being affected that way.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they are. I mean, it's been known for decades that sound waves can affect people's mood. You know, that's a given. And they can do that through cell towers. I think a lot of these shootings and things that happened are probably people that have been programmed from childhood. You know, everybody knows about the MK Ultra program. You'll notice that a lot of the shooters die. They either kill themselves or are killed before anybody can find out anything about them. I think it's all manipulation, you know. They're burning down buildings and shooting people and killing people to so people will go, oh, yes, please protect us, and that gives them a whole bunch of control, you know. I mean, that's what 9/11 was. I remember I woke up the morning of 9/11, and I felt ill. I had no idea that anything was going on until somebody called me. But I was already feeling the psychic shock and the grief. And within a few hours, we had our TV on, and I saw the buildings fall. And I turned to Steve, and I said, that was a demo job. I mean, it was so obvious to me that that was a planned event, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of these, you know, like the school shootings, the theater shootings, I think those are all planned to put us in fear. You know, they want to get the guns away from us. They're never going to be able to pull off anything with the way that people are armed in this country. And I think that's really the thing that has saved us, you know. I don't believe in violence, but I believe in self-defense. I believe that I have the right to defend my life. And that's what I tell people about the affair work, is you have the right to defend your soul. And that's what they're after with these attacks. And you have the right to stand up and say, no, you can't do that to me. And a lot of people, especially people in the New Age movement, won't fight. It's a very kind of passive movement. There's pacifism, there's nonviolence, there's peace, and I'm totally supportive of that. All we do, all our work that we do is done with love. But I do believe I have the right to defend my life.
Yeah, Mark Passio gets into that as well. Criticizing the New Age movement for
right.
not getting angry. You do need anger sometimes to convert it into action.
Yeah, and Don has always talked about righteous anger. You know, there's destructive anger. There's that third chakra, you know, just unreasonable hate, anger, you know, fighting, which is all you see in the media these days, you know. But there's righteous anger, which is, you know, I'm going to defend myself. And you do have the right to do that. And I came up through the New Age movement. I mean, my husband and I both did. And we were very passive for a long time. And we followed gurus and we did these meditations and we, you know, but it's a good way to keep spiritual people kind of on a passive path of not looking at what is really going on in the world and not defending themselves. And my husband and I consider this service work. You know, we have the ability, we have the time, we have the resources, and we have the desire to save the planet, you know. And people like Carol and Don are absolutely saving the planet. I don't think they get enough credit for that, because the work that they have done is phenomenal. You know, I don't think we'd be, I think things would be a lot worse if Don and Carol were not on the planet. And I know it's a lot to put on them as two people, but they are extraordinary people.
They are.
And
very humble.
They are good friends of mine. They are extremely humble. They are very generous. And in many ways, I think, very misunderstood. But they have, you know, Don developing Organite, Carol seeing the energy and what it does, the energy of the Dapper, the amount of gifting they have done. I mean, they have literally spent tens of thousands of dollars gifting. They stopped the hurricane agenda in Florida. You know, they did that, the two of them, and I think one other guy. They stopped the hurricanes. You can't put a price on what they've done, and they've really sacrificed a lot in their personal lives. They get assaulted much, much more than Steve and I do, and they get physically assaulted. I mean, car crashes and poisoning and, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, I really admire them because they have saved the planet.
That's one thing that happened to Jeff as well, who writes a thread, Positive Change is Occurring, and he was in a bicycle accident that luckily he didn't get hurt from, but it did change his life dramatically. And I wondered if you have been attacked on a physical level as well.
Not really. We get attacked much more etherically, much more. I mean, Steve was attacked a couple months ago. He woke up with he woke up in the middle of the night with a pain in his forehead, and he had been injected with something. There was a huge red spot. And I think what we think happened is that he was injected with some kind of fast-acting cancer or something. You know, that's probably the most dramatic assault that we've had physically. We get assaulted more etherically, though. We get energy sent at us. Of course, it manifests physically in your body because your body can't handle getting hit with that kind of energy without having some kind of ill effect, you know. But we haven't been smashed into, like, in a car like Carol has, or like Jeff was on his bike. And it might be just because we live out in the country and we're more remote and it's harder to get to us. And we don't go out in the world that much. You know, we kind of stay at home and do a lot of boosting. So it's easier for them to get to us with, like, radionics or electronic beaming or with just pure energy.
I know some listeners might be hearing this and thinking, all right, well, where are the electronic infrastructures that would have this technology to beam this to you? What would you tell them?
Yeah, well, it can be cell towers. It can be, you know, like a van that drives by and they have the equipment. A lot of people in cities have a van sitting someplace in their neighborhood and they're getting beamed from there. In one of the houses that Carol and Don lived in, they were being beamed from another house in the neighborhood, which was an empty house, but they would see people going in and out all the time. You know, and they were being electronically beamed from there. They have a variety of ways, and they can close themselves too. That's the other difficult thing, is they can, you know, they can be invisible and be on your property and be beaming you with something. I know it sounds Star Trek, but it really happens. And people who've had it happen then will go, yeah, that does happen.
What would be some of the more exotic attacks some of your clients have experienced?
Usually what happens is, after I've worked with somebody, if they don't stay in contact with me, I can't keep all of everything that happened in the chat in my head. It's like I have to purge, you know, stuff that happened. I mean, Carol's just had some crazy things happen. And I'm sure other people have had things happen that if they told it to you, you'd be like, well, am I reading a science fiction book? You know, it just sounds so bizarre. Because people have seen ghosts, and I've had people describe seeing monsters in their room at night. Like, they wake up and there's a being standing over them that looks like a reptile or something. I mean, I personally haven't experienced that, and I know I would be terrified if I did, but I would hope that my training, you know, because really the New World Order is training me to be a PhD. This is what my husband says. They're training us to be PhDs in etheric warfare, you know, because they keep attacking us and we keep learning new things to counter their attacks. And so it's a great training program. And I would hope that if I saw something like that, I would have the skills to combat it instantly and not go into fear, because that's the big thing, is they want you to be in fear. And anything you can do to stay out of fear is important, and to keep your imagination active. We have an infinite ability to create using our imagination. And whatever you are imagining is happening on the etheric level. You know what I mean? That's what your imagination does. You start by thinking of something on the etheric level, and the more you solidify it, it manifests into 3D. And some people are really good at it, and they can manifest instantly. You know, most of us have a lot harder time doing it.
What would you say to those people who are looking to do the type of work you're doing and, you know, also may have some psychic ability? Would you encourage them to do it?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I would say if you're interested in developing and helping people, the number one thing you can do is get control of your energy by doing the grounding and keeping your space clear every single day. The next thing you can do is to learn how to boost. And boosting is our term for sending energy. It's just we used to call it blasting way back when we started the chats and we were going after predators. But we changed it to boosting because it's always done with love. We're not sending out negative energy. We're sending out positive energy. But if you can learn how to boost, you're going to help a lot of people. In fact, just by keeping your space clear, the people around you are going to entrain to your higher consciousness. You're going to be helping people simply by radiating love, being grounded and radiating love. If you can just start there, that would help so much. Because other people around you are going to, they're going to start to be able to wake up and be aware and learn stuff. And then if you learn to boost, that's even stronger. You know, you're doing something intentional, and you can, you know, you can boost somebody who's in pain. You can boost somebody who's upset or angry. Maybe they're going to get a little happier, and the people around them are going to feel the effect. I mean, it's just like a ripple effect that goes out. So people kind of think they have to, you know, they got to learn all this stuff and do all this stuff and blah, blah, and what do I do? How do I start? And I always tell them, just start with yourself. The best thing you can do for other people is to work on yourself first and get control of your energy and learn how to use it. And then you can start using it on other people to help them.
You have the term etheric integrity on your site. Could you tell listeners what that means?
Yeah, I learned that term from Don Croft, and it basically means that you are taking responsibility for your energy. You are not flinging your energy out. You are not negatively affecting other people with your lack of control. So again, it goes back to grounding and keeping your space clear. And personal integrity is like taking the responsibility to tell the truth and treat people nicely and, you know, don't hurt anybody. Etheric integrity is kind of the same thing. You need to keep control of your energy and not hurt anybody with it. And you actually need to use your ability to love to help other people, because that's the best way to help people is to send out love. That's what we're meant to do as multidimensional beings that we are, with a great heart chakra. That's what we're meant to do, is send out love and help people. So as you become aware that this is our mission and how to do it, you know, you kind of have a responsibility to follow through with it, I think. That's my opinion. It's really hard to, once you know stuff, you know, it's really hard to not know it anymore. And some people, you know, like in the movie The Matrix, where the guy just wants to go back into the Matrix and forget about, you know, he wants to forget about that the Matrix exists, and he sells out his friends.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He didn't have any integrity, you know. But once you know about this stuff, I feel like it's your duty, if you have the ability, if you can do it, it's your duty to help people and to fight this war. Because I fight every day for people who are probably never going to know that I'm fighting for them, are never going to appreciate that I'm fighting for them, and will in fact call me a nutcase for what I do, when I'm trying my hardest to help them. And we don't do this work to get any kind of recognition or, you know, fame or anything. That's the last thing we want, is, you know, to be famous. But we do want people to wake up, and we do want people to help us in the effort. And, you know, I think you just have to have a certain kind of mindset, and you got to be mentally prepared. You got to be aware. You got to have a open heart chakra. You got to have a grounded, clear space, and then you can do this work and help people and help the planet. I think, you know, sometimes I'll walk around in public, or I'll be in an airport, and I'll see crowds and crowds of people, and I say to myself, if they only knew how powerful they are, if everyone in this room worked together, we could, you know, the planet could change overnight. It literally could. My job, I feel, is to wake people up, and maybe it's just one person at a time, and that's okay.
Laura, you mentioned something about the galactic sun. Can you tell listeners about that?
Yeah, we've been doing a new kind of boosting, I guess you'd call it. Well, what happened was Steve kind of was reading some information. My husband was reading some information, and it really resonated with him, so he tried it, which was, when you are, after you're grounding and you're bringing in energy to your body, what you do is you imagine the galactic sun, which is in the center of the Milky Way galaxy, and it's really easy to go on the internet and find a picture. And you imagine that energy coming into your crown, right from the galactic sun to little you on planet Earth. And you let that energy fill your body, and then you send it out through your heart. And it's extremely powerful. It's just like 10 orders of magnitude greater than the golden sun that I talk about in my grounding exercise on my website. And you can make, what he does is he makes the beam as wide as he wants. He'll make this beam come in from the galactic sun around his body and covering his body in his aura. Or he'll make it 100 miles wide, you know, to cover the whole area that we live in. I was doing galactic sun beaming the whole planet, you know, during one of our chat sessions. You can really do anything that you can think of. And I was kind of seeing this galactic sun kind of seeping into the whole planet. And what we're realizing is that we need more and more people bringing this energy onto the planet, because there's a huge shift coming and everybody can feel it. You know, even people who we call pajama people, people that are still asleep, can feel it, and it's affecting them. And bringing this galactic sun energy in is just another way to bring in really good energy from the universe or God or whatever you want to call, you know, your image of your creator. It's, and I really want to get more people doing it. I've posted about it on my website, and I think it's really important to bring more and more of this energy in so that our shift, whatever the shift is going to be and whenever it happens, will be less chaotic and more peaceful. And it's very good for fending off attacks. If you're getting psychically attacked, if you're getting electronically assaulted, it's a really good way to clear your space out.
Your nickname is Dooney.
It's actually a childhood nickname that my sister gave me. So.
And your website is donebydooney.com. Anybody listening right now could reach out to Laura if they want to get in touch with her. And you have your email on that site, donebydooney.com. Dunn, D-O-N-E-B-Y, and then D-O-O-N-E-Y.com. Laura, it's just been fascinating talking with you, and I know we can go even like another hour, you know, speaking about these topics.
Right.
And I would definitely want to have you back on again. Thank you for being on in Other
Thanks
News.
Thanks so much for having me, Jeff. I really appreciate it. And I just wanted to say that anybody can go on my site and read everything on there and use any of that information and get started, even if they, you know, don't want to have a session. It's not a requirement. I really want to just put the information out there for people to have.
All right. Laura, thank you again. Really appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks so much.
That's going to do it for In Other News. I'm Jeff Brady. Visit inothernewsradio.com for archived shows.